Turkey votes Sunday on a major change to its system of government. A constitutional referendum there would eliminate the post of prime minister and give its powers to the president. That's a president who's already accused of using the powers he currently has to put opponents in jail. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the latest polls suggest a narrow lead in favor of the changes, with a large number of voters still saying they haven't made up their minds.
On a sunny Friday afternoon, yes and no campaign tents compete for voters' attention in an Istanbul neighborhood. Supporters say giving President Recep Tayyip Erdogan strong executive powers will enhance stability in a country racked by terrorist attacks and a failed coup. Opponents say the new system doesn't have enough checks on presidential power, risking a slide toward authoritarian rule in a country where tens of thousands have been arrested by decree and more than 100 journalists are in jail. There are 18 constitutional amendments in this package, but the ballot itself only says evet, yes, or hayır, no. An unscientific survey of voters willing to share their opinions with NPR turned up only one person who could name even six of the 18 proposed amendments. A more typical response came from 31-year-old yes voter Musa Işlar. With his 14-month-old son Murat in the crook of one arm, Işlar says he sees this vote more as a referendum on Erdogan.
Among yes voters, I'd guess at least 30% don't really know what they're voting on. But like me, they trust Erdogan, and they'll support him. I did look at the amendments. I didn't see anything that jumped out at me.
Analysts say the changes would give Erdogan more of a voice in who runs for parliament. They would also give him more influence over the process of selecting judges, leading critics to warn of a lack of checks and balances in the new system. Erdogan could also dissolve parliament and call snap elections for both parliament and the president. And there's another wrinkle. Erdogan has already been in power nearly 15 years, but he could serve an additional 2 5-year terms if the referendum passes. As the nominally impartial president, Erdogan is the only public figure allowed to use state funds to campaign this close to the vote. He told an audience on the Black Sea coast that making sure of a large yes turnout on Sunday will be a resounding response to what he's called anti-Islamic and anti-Turkish attacks from Europe.
Herkesi, giden gitmeyen arayacaksınız.
You will call everybody you know. You will find them and take them to the polls. Make sure no one neglects this duty, so we will have a crushing victory. This will be our answer to the West.
Not everyone buys the argument that more power for Erdogan means more security and a better economy. As the call to prayer sounds from an Istanbul mosque, a young headscarfed woman named Aysenur agrees to talk if her last name isn't used. Many no voters are frightened of being identified and harassed. Aysenur says she has read all 18 amendments and doesn't like what she sees.
I'm saying no because I believe no one person should hold all the power. I also believe that those in power will use these changes for their own advantage, not the country's benefit.
The polls show a close race, possibly with a slight lead for yes. The no camp is hoping the large number of undecideds at this late stage means people simply aren't telling pollsters they plan to vote against Erdogan's wishes. The answer should become clear by Sunday night. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.